Hey everyone, and welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. It's so nice to have you here with us today.
And I'm Sarah. We're happy you're here with us. If you're learning English and just starting, don't worry. This podcast is for you.
Yes, this podcast is for beginner learners. That means people who are starting to learn English and want to speak and understand it better.
Well, we know that English can be a little bit difficult, but we are here to help.
We speak slowly, we use easy words, and we give you time to listen and learn.
That's right. We are here to help you feel more comfortable with English.
You don't need to be perfect. Just keep going, step by step. So, what do we do in each episode, Sarah?
Well, first, we will listen to a short dialogue. That means we hear two people talk in a simple conversation, like at home or in a cafe or at school.
Then we stop and explain the words.
This means we tell you what the words mean and how to use them.
We give you examples too.
And sometimes we tell you short stories from our own lives. That makes it easier to remember the new words and phrases.
And if you don't understand everything the first time, that's okay. You can pause, listen again, or come back later.
Yes. Don't feel stress. Just relax and enjoy learning with us. That's the best way to improve.
Now, are you ready? First, we listen to the dialogue. Then, we'll talk about the words and learn together. You're already doing great.
Let's begin.
Emma, you look tired today. Did you have a late night?
Yeah, I did. I watched a movie. It finished very late. I went to bed at midnight, but I didn't go to sleep until 1 o'clock.
That's really late. I always go to bed at 10:30. If I sleep late, I feel very tired the next day.
Me too. But this morning, I still woke up at 7:30. I didn't want to, but I did. I got up at 7:45 and went to the bathroom.
So what did you do then?
First, I had a wash. I washed my face. Then I cleaned my teeth with my toothbrush. After that, I had a shower. The hot water helped me wake up.
That sounds nice. Sometimes, when I have time, I have a bath. I sit in warm water and relax.
Yeah, I like baths too, but only in the evening. After my shower, I put on some makeup, got dressed, and made some tea. This morning, I also woke up early. After I got up, I made my bed. I do that every day. Then I did the housework. I cleaned the kitchen and the living room.
Wow, you did a lot.
Yes. And after that, I went out to do the shopping. I bought eggs, milk, bread, and apples. The shop was very busy. I don't like shopping when it's busy. It makes me tired.
Yeah, me too.
When I came home, I had a light lunch. Just soup and some toast.
That sounds good. I also had lunch at 1 o'clock. I made some rice and vegetables. Well, now we can relax.
Yeah, I think later I will take another shower. Then maybe rest a little.
Don't have a late night again.
I won't. Tonight I'll go to bed early and go to sleep before midnight for sure.
All right, let's start with two very common things we all do every day. The words are to wake up and to get up.
Yes, these are small words, but they are very important. And they are not the same. They are different.
First, let's talk about wake up. When you wake up, you stop sleeping. You open your eyes. You're not asleep anymore. Maybe your alarm clock rings. Or maybe your phone makes a sound. Or maybe the sun comes in through the window. You open your eyes. This is waking up.
Exactly. But when you wake up, you are still in bed. You are lying down. You're not moving yet.
Now, Sarah, let's talk about get up. When you get up, you leave the bed. You sit up. Then you stand up. You walk out of the bed. That is getting up. You start your day.
Okay, Tom, let me tell you about my routine. I usually wake up at 7 o'clock, but I don't get up right away. I lie in bed for about 10 or 15 minutes. I look at the ceiling. I think about my day. Sometimes I check my phone. I enjoy the quiet. Then I get up around 7:15 and go to the bathroom.
That sounds like me too, Sarah. I usually wake up at 6:30, but I don't get out of bed fast. I like to lie in bed and stretch a little. So I move my arms and legs. I listen to the birds outside. I don't get up until 6:45 or 7.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up even before my alarm, maybe at 6:50. But I stay in bed. It feels warm and soft, especially in winter. I just stay there for a few more minutes. But of course, I have to get up at some point. I have to go to work.
Yes. And sometimes we wake up, but we don't want to get up. Maybe it's cold outside the blanket. Or maybe we are still tired, but we know we have to move.
Okay, Tom. Let's remember, wake up means your eyes open. You're not sleeping. You are still in bed. Get up means you leave the bed. You sit up. You stand. You start your day.
All right. Let's say it together. Repeat after us. I wake up at 7. I get up at 7:15.
Good job. Okay, after we wash our face and clean our teeth, many people like to take a full shower. So let's talk about the next phrases. Have a shower, take a shower, and have a bath.
Yes, first let's talk about have a shower and take a shower. These two phrases mean the same thing. In British English, we usually say, have a shower. In American English, people often say, take a shower.
That's right. Both are okay. So, when you have a shower, you stand under water. The water comes down and you wash your whole body. You use soap and maybe shampoo for your hair. It's a great way to feel clean.
Yeah. I usually have a shower in the morning. It helps me feel fresh and ready for the day. When I'm still sleepy, The water wakes me up. I feel more alive after a shower.
Me too. A morning shower is like a hello to the day. But sometimes I have a shower in the evening, especially after the gym or if it's a hot day and I'm sweaty. It helps me relax before bed.
Okay, and what about have a bath? This is a little different. When you have a bath, you sit in a big tub of warm water. You don't stand. Do you sit and rest? Some people take a bath when they want to relax.
Yes, I love having a bath on cold nights. I fill the tub with warm water. Sometimes I add bubbles or a little oil to make it smell nice. Then I sit in the bath for 15 to 20 minutes and just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah, baths take more time, but they're very calming. A shower is quick. A bath is slow. It depends on your day and your mood.
Okay, let's remember, Tom. Have a shower or take a shower means wash your body while standing underwater. Have a bath means sit in warm water and relax.
Okay, now let's practice saying it. I take a shower in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a bath in the evening. Very good.
Good job.
Now, let's move on to the next part of the day. Cleaning and tidying. These are important things we do at home. The two phrases we'll talk about now are make your bed and do the housework. Let's start with make your bed.
Now, this does not mean build a bed. It just means to fix your bed in the morning. After you get up, you pull the blanket straight. You move the pillow into the right place. And you make the bed look nice and clean.
Yeah. Many people do this every morning. I always make my bed after I get up. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes, but it makes my room look tidy and fresh. I feel more ready for the day when I make my bed.
I try to do it too, though sometimes I forget. But when I do make my bed, my room looks better. And when I come home later, I feel good seeing my bed nice and clean.
So remember, make your bed means fix your blanket and pillow after sleeping.
Now, let's talk about the next one. Do the housework.
Yes. This one is very useful. When we say do the housework, we mean all the small cleaning jobs at home, like washing the dishes, sweeping the floor, cleaning the bathroom, or taking out the trash.
Exactly. It's not always fun, but it's part of life. I usually do the housework on Saturday mornings. I wash the floor, clean the kitchen, and wipe the windows.
Yeah, I usually do mine on Sunday afternoons. I play some music and clean the house slowly. Sometimes I do it with my kids. We all clean together.
That's nice. So let's go over it again. To make your bed means to fix your blanket and pillow in the morning.
To do the housework means to clean your home, to sweep, to wash and dust. Okay, now let's talk about the next one. Do the shopping.
Yeah, we all need to do the shopping, right? It means you go to the store or supermarket to buy things. Food, drinks, maybe shampoo or toilet paper. Things you need for your home.
That's right. So when we say, I need to do the shopping, we mean I need to go and buy the things we use every day. In English, we don't say make the shopping or buy the shopping. We say do the shopping. It's a set phrase.
Now, let me tell you about my week, Tom. I usually do the shopping on Fridays. I make a list at home. Bread, milk, eggs, fruit. Then I go to the supermarket near my house.
That's a good system. I like to do the shopping on Sunday afternoons. I take my kids with me. We walk around the shop and choose food for the week. Sometimes we buy a little treat, maybe some chocolate or cookies.
Yeah, I do that too. I try to be healthy, but I always buy something fun, too. It makes the shopping more enjoyable.
Now, Sarah, some people do their shopping every day. Others do it once a week. It depends on your family, your time, and where you live. But the phrase is always the same. Do the shopping. This means to go and buy things you need, like food or home items.
Now, let's practice together. I do the shopping on Saturdays. I need to do the shopping today.
All right. Let's talk about something that happens to many people, especially on weekends or busy days. The phrase is, have a late night. This means that you go to bed very late. You do not sleep early. Maybe you are working. Maybe you are watching a movie. Maybe you are talking to friends. Time goes by and suddenly, it's midnight, or even later. That's what we call having a late night.
Yes, and it happens to me often. Last Saturday, I had a really late night. I was watching a long film. It started at 9:30 p.m. and it finished after 11. After the movie, I was not tired. So I stayed on my phone, checking messages, watching funny videos. When I looked at the clock, it was 12:45. I thought, oh no, I need to sleep. So I went to bed very late. I had a late night.
Oh, that sounds like me on Friday, sir. Last week, I went out with some friends. We had dinner at a restaurant and talked for a long time. I got home at 11:30. Then I needed to brush my teeth and get ready for bed. But I wasn't tired, so I watched some TV too. I think I went to sleep around 1 a.m. That was a very late night for me. And the next day, I felt so tired. I woke up late and I didn't feel great. That's what happens when you have a late night. You feel sleepy in the morning. Sometimes it's okay, But if you do it too much, it's hard to stay healthy.
That's true. I like late nights. Sometimes they can be fun. But I also like going to bed early. I feel better the next day when I sleep early.
So, Sarah, we have talked about waking up, getting up, and even having a late night. But now let's talk about the end of the day. What do we say when we lie down at night?
Yeah, two very useful phrases, go to bed and go to sleep. Let's start with go to bed. Tom, what time do you usually go to bed?
On weekdays, I usually go to bed at 10:30. That's when I stop working. I turn off the lights and I lie down in bed. But I don't always fall asleep right away.
So, go to bed means you walk into your bedroom, you lie down in your bed, and you get ready to sleep. You are in bed, but maybe you are still awake.
Right. Sometimes I read a book, or I scroll on my phone a little, or just think. It's quiet time. Now, let's talk about go to sleep. That's when your eyes are closed and your body is resting. You are no longer awake. You are sleeping. So for me, I go to bed at 10:30, but I usually go to sleep around 11. I need some time to relax before I fall asleep.
I'm the same, Tom. Last night, I was really tired. I went to bed at 9:45. I didn't even look at my phone. I went to sleep very fast, maybe in 5 minutes.
Lucky you. Sometimes I lie in bed for 30 minutes and still can't sleep. My brain just doesn't stop thinking.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Okay, let's help our listeners now. What's the difference again? Let's break it down.
Go to bed means lie down in your bed. You are still awake.
Go to sleep means close your eyes and start sleeping. Close your eyes and start sleeping.
Perfect. Let's give some more examples.
Sure. You can say, I usually go to bed at 10 p.m., but I don't go to sleep until 10:30.
Or, I'm tired. I'm going to bed now. I went to bed early, but I couldn't go to sleep.
Very nice. A question for you, sir. Do you ever fall asleep while watching TV?
Oh, yes. Sometimes I don't even go to bed properly. I just fall asleep on the sofa. That's not the best sleep, though.
Yeah, I've done that too. My wife says, come on, go to bed. And I just say, hey, 5 more minutes.
That's funny. Okay, now to our listeners, it's your turn. What time do you go to bed? And what time do you usually go to sleep?
Try saying it out loud. I go to bed at 10. I go to sleep around 10:30.
Great work.
Okay, and that's the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be back soon with another episode to help you keep learning. Until then, keep smiling.
Keep listening.
And keep practicing.
Thanks again for learning with us. Bye for now.